Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
5:17, the time. Welcome back, Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. Time in the program every Friday where we are joined by our guy, the coach, John Quintero, our Lolita's Mexican Food High School Spotlight. Coach, how are you tonight?
Oh, boys, I'm doing well. Chris, great to hear from you, buddy, after a long road trip. How was that trip home from New Mexico the other day?
Always a pleasure. We left at 4:30 in the morning, and I don't know who flies at this time, but we did. So it was a great time.
Coach, how about them Lakers?
Oh, last night, man, I was hanging on there. I was getting a little frustrated there towards the end of the ball game. Well, actually, I was very frustrated in the first quarter when they were down by 17 points.
You and me both.
They found a way to get it done. And, boy, there were a lot of guys last night that really played well. I mean, obviously, Zubac played well. Lonzo Ball played well. Kuzma. But I thought Josh Hart had one heck of a ball game last night.
He did all the dirty work for him last night, for sure.
You know who didn't have a good game last night, Coach?
Yeah, that's a huge – who didn't?
Yeah, the officials, the Zebras, not a great night for them in that game.
Yeah, well, they had – you know what? That was a tough game to call last night. It really was. I mean, I know the call at the end of the game.
You see why I like the coach so much?
It was obvious that Alonzo fouled him. I mean, it was obvious that Alonzo fouled him before he got into a shooting motion. But, you know, that play and that one a little bit earlier, Anthony and I were talking about earlier today when I was by the station, that ball went off OKC player's thigh, went out of bounds, and Luke Walton, I hadn't seen him jump that high since he played at University High School.
Well, Coach, speaking of University High School, which is now Cathedral Catholic High School,
that's
by
right.
The way, another big week of high school sports, and I know these, especially basketball now, games are starting to get much more serious because you get into league play and league championships and all kinds of great action around the county.
You know, last night they had a real good ball game up there at Cathedral. Actually, you know, St. Augustine, who right now is the number one team in the county, they jumped out. I think they were up by about 20. And in Cathedral, who's had a little bit of an up-and-down season, they came back. They cut it to 5, but they could never really get it under 5, and they ended up, I think, getting beat by 7 last night. I'll tell you, there was a good crowd last night up there. Also, the thing that was impressive about that game last night were there were a lot of players and a lot of coaches from all over the county that came to that game. That was kind of a marquee game last night. And, you know, tonight I'm going to head up after I visit with you guys. I'm going to get cleaned up. I'm going to go up and watch the game at Torrey Pines tonight. I haven't seen my Falcons play yet this year. They're playing the La Costa Canyon Mavericks, and great rivalry game. So I'm going to get up there, try to get a seat. I'm sure they'll have a pretty good crowd tonight. La Costa's been kind of up and down. I know they've had some injuries and you know, some guys out of the lineup. So we'll see how they fare. But Torrey Pines right now number 2 in the county, and they're playing pretty well right now. John Olive, just a fantastic basketball coach. He's been doing it for a long time. Division I coach once upon a time. And, you know, Torrey's very fortunate to have such a great high school coach that's been there for 20-plus years now.
Coach, when you go to a high school basketball game anywhere in the county, and especially at Torrey Pines High School, how much of the game do you get to even watch? I got to believe everybody on campus comes up and wants your autograph. They want to take pictures with you. You're a fun guy to hang out with.
Yeah, it's not so much that. It's not so much, you know, pictures or autographs. It's just, you know, a lot of people, you know, want to talk and, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And, you know, of course, having gone to Torrey and having coached there, you know, these people don't see me as much as they once did. So, you know, a lot of people I grew up with in the community, not very many. I don't think there are any teachers left from when I went to school up there. They may come back and watch a game from time to time, but yeah, it's more of a social thing, more than anything else, and it's kind of fun to go back on campus, see what they're doing up there, and, you know, it's a lot of fun. And, of course, having gone to San Dieguito High, which really kind of turned into La Costa Canyon, I went to Sandiguito as a 10th grader before Torrey Pines opened up back there in the 74-75 school year. So, you know, I know a lot of people on the other side tonight as well. So, because my brother went to Sandiguito, my wife went to Sandiguito, and I know they call it Sandiguito Academy, but really Sandiguito High turned into La Costa, and then they made the old Sandiguito into the Academy. So, you know, a lot of people in the community I'll run into tonight. So it'll be a fun night, and hopefully we'll see some good basketball tonight as well.
Coach, I know the Saints are one of the top teams in San Diego. Who are some of the more under the radar hoop teams in the county this year?
Well, you know, Tony, I don't know if there's anybody really under the radar. I kind of, when I take a look at the top four or five right now, you know, you got Saints, you got Torrey, you got Mission Bay, and Mission Bay's record's a little bit misleading. I think they're 9-8 right now. They started the week at 8-8, and they had a win the other night against Christian, and they played a lot of the best teams in the state actually during the holidays. They got Boogie Ellis, the kid that signed to go to Duke, and I expect them to do some real damage in league, and I expect them to do a lot of damage in the CIF playoffs. A couple of teams that are playing really well right now: La Jolla Country Dave's playing great, Santa Fe Christian, Francis Parker. I'll tell you what, your alma mater tonight has got a big one against Rancho Bernardo. Poway started the week at 16-5, and they're ninth in the county coming into the week. So, you know, I think they've done a pretty good job. That'll be a good game tonight against Rancho Bernardo. And then down in the South Bay, and they don't get a lot of credit, I think people kind of look at maybe them not playing as tough a schedule as some of these other schools, but Montgomery High School, they're number 10 this week, and they started the week with a 14-2 record. And I don't care who you're playing. You're 14-2. You're doing a pretty good job.
You know, every school that you just named there, Coach, all the top teams in the county, none of them have won a game refereed by me.
Uh-huh.
So there's always the great equalizer out there.
You haven't been able to ref much this year. You're working all the time.
I know. I've been working a lot. All right,
you're working all the time.
I know. Too much work, not enough play. Hey, give us our Lolita's Mexican Food High School Players of the Week.
Hey, before we do that, I got to mention, you said you're the equalizer. Are you the Dick Bavetta of high school basketball in San Diego?
Yes. Me and Dick Bavetta go hand in hand.
Okay. All righty. Our Lolita Student Athletes of the Week, we'll start with the girls. We're going to give it to Jackie Barrientos, a senior soccer player, Bonita Vista High School. Jackie, in the last couple of weeks, been really good. Helped her squad the tournament title in the Barons Tournament, and then a second place finish in the San Diego County Cup. Jackie scored the only goal in the 1-0 victory over rival Eastlake. So congratulations to Jackie Barrientos, a senior soccer player at Bonita Vista. And on the boys' side, Alex Bell, a junior. Boy, he put together some great games. Basketball player at Sarah High School. The talented junior came up with three outstanding games last week. Against Patrick Henry, he had 27 points. Then against highly touted Mission Bay, Alex had 30 points, 19 of them coming in the third quarter. And then against Bill Walton's alma mater, Helix High, Alex had another outstanding game with 20 points. So Alex Bell, a junior basketball player at Sarah High School. So the couple of outstanding performances. And, boy, you know, I know I mentioned it last week. It's amazing what some of these athletes are doing. You know, these two youngsters are recipients this week, but I had about three or four other I could have picked. But I can't wait for our banquet, because we're going to have so many great athletes at this banquet, and you guys will probably be broadcasting from that banquet. I certainly hope so, because we're going to have probably, I don't know, 50 or 60 of the best high school athletes in all of San Diego County, all in one building at the same time. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Coach, thanks for everything you do for us on Friday afternoons. Thanks for everything you do during the week when one of us are out. And I know that the high school fans absolutely love you and your high school coverage, and we would be lost without it. So thanks so much for joining us again. Enjoy the game tonight at Pittori. And we appreciate it. Again, the Coach John Quintero, brought to you by our friends at Lolita's Mexican Restaurant, serving San Diego's best Mexican food. And that's correct, since 1984.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.